Well, first of all, I can say this. I think Ty Law is a very good tackler. He might have a game where he exhibits poor tackling, but I think that's more of an anomaly than it is a trend. I think if you look at the body of work that he's put in over the course of his career, he's always been one of the best tackling corners in the league, one of the more physical corners in the league, and I think he's still that kind of player. Has his speed and quickness maybe eroded? Yeah. But when you talk about tackling or the lack of the ability to tackle well, I talk to coaches all around this league, Nick, and what you have essentially on the back end of the season is teams spend so much time working schemes and working assignments and trying to rep out, just everyone knowing where they're at. And by the time you get into the second half of the season, they haven't done a tackling drill since training camp. So what you have with many coaches, there's greater emphasis on assignment than there is on fundamentals. And so the fundamentals, you're on both sides of the ball. That's why you have a lot of drop balls. You have all these problems with fundamentals on the back end of the season in the second half of the year, particularly in the month of December. And then speaking with Andy Reid, he said it is the most difficult thing for a coach is try to not only schedule in time for repping out your assignments, which we all know is most important, but also trying to make sure that those fundamentals, blocking, tackling, catching the ball, those things don't erode. It is a difficult challenge for coaches as they try to map out their daily schedule.